Oh, that's the 95th post you've put in today.
Yeah, it feels like it. Pass the wine along, Sue.
It'll be like the Roman War when it's done, with Triffids instead of Picts and Scots wandering around outside.
So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with posts and wire were girdled round.
What?
Yeah, I suppose we ought to give you some sort of education.
But I am educated, well, nearly. I mean, I can hit a Triffid at 25 yards and practically milk a cow. Here's number 96.
Good. Hold it steady, then. I can hit a Triffid at 25 yards and practically milk a cow. Perhaps she's right. Perhaps that's all the education she needs.
Where are the sweets, Uncle Bill? Where are the sweets?
Hidden under 50 yards of moth-eaten cloth.
Oh, you are a beast.
Is it really moth-eaten?
Well, it may be. We chose the best we could find, but moths and cockroaches are the only things left alive in London.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. You know, we were glad of the company.
Oh, the silence in Piccadilly was fantastic. Mm. Is there anything else to come out tonight?
Sweets, Uncle Bill.
No, young Sue, here you are. Here's an odd tin I left out. Run away, make a pig of yourself.
Hand them round, Susan.
Yes.
As we're dealing in luxuries, we may as well have this crate of bottles off.
I've got it.
Here, let me help.
No, no, it's all right. I've something else for you.
Oh, what?
Just a minute. There you are.
Bill, it's the rope between us.
Yes, it's my favourite picture.
But
I've got a Canaletto, a Constable and a Franz Hals. I pinched them from the National Gallery.
Bill.
We stay here. We learn to support ourselves and go on supporting ourselves. For the rest of time, if necessary.
Bill? Yeah. What are you writing, darling?
My diary.
Oh, are you going to be the Anglo-Saxon chronicler of our age?